This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, May 18th. God's word for you today is alignment. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts chapter 19, verse 18 to 19. And it says, many who became believers confessed their sinful practices. A number of them who had been practicing sorcery brought their incantation books and burned them at a public bonfire. The value of the books was several million dollars. What prompted the move we see in today's anchor scripture? The backstory is in Acts chapter 19, verse 13 to 16, and it says, a group of Jews was traveling from town to town, casting out evil spirits. They tried to use the name of the Lord Jesus in their incantation, saying, I command you in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, to come out. Seven sons of Sceva, a leading priest, were doing this. But one time, when they tried it, the evil spirits replied, I know Jesus. And I know Paul, but who are you? Then the man with the evil spirit leaped on them, overpowered them, and attacked them with such violence that they fled from the house naked and battered. You do not take those territories with Satan's goods in your pockets. They will finish you. Yesterday, I shared with you that to plant the church in Cape Town in South Africa, and for it to be standing today, we fought beasts at Cape Town, and it was no different for GFH Canada and GFH Costa Rica. Is it GFH Dallas? But every single time, God gave us amazing victories and mind-blowing breakthroughs in every city. That is how God works. Revelation chapter 5 verse 12 says, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. And Browning O'Brien tells us that power speaks of government, riches speak of economy, wisdom speaks of education, strength speaks of family, honor speaks of religion, glory speaks of arts and entertainment, and blessing speaks of media. And we know that God has these mountains for us. However, there is one mountain that towers over the seven mountains, over everything else. And through that mountain, you will control everything else. Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2 says, in the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house will be the highest of all, the most important place on earth. It will be raised above the other hills, and people from all over the world will stream there to worship. This is one of the scriptures that we pray consistently in God's favorite house. There is the mountain of the Lord's house. It is called Zion. The same way Everest is the highest physical mountain on earth, Zion is the highest point spiritually and in all creation, and that is the throne of God in heaven. Zion is a mountain of God, and that is what manifests when we come to worship. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 22 says, but you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, now unto the Lamb upon the throne we raise a sound, we raise a sound. Over the nations of the earth, alleluia, alleluia. For he is worthy to receive glory, honor, and praise. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.